The debate will take place at Springfield Symphony Hall at 7 p.m. It is the only debate being held in the western part of the state, and it is the most crucial of the four debates in the opinion of Springfield-based political consultant Anthony Signoli.
This one is the big one, because the last debate, October 30th, doesn't leave enough time for spin and correction. This is the one. What happens in Springfield, Massachusetts on Wednesday night is going to reverberate throughout the state on this race, and the nation's watching.
With less than 4 weeks left in the campaign, tonight's debate gives the candidates a chance to rework strategies and test messages in an attempt to build momentum toward what each hopes will be an Election Day victory.
So much of it right now for Scott Brown is he's got to show folks that he's not just likable, which he is. He's got to show that he's got some great ideas for the next 6 years that he's going to sit in the United States Senate. And those ideas have really got to be germane to average regular people in Massachusetts. And it's about the economy and jobs. For Liz Warren, it's a little bit of a different situation here. She's got to close the deal. She's got to get past the likability issue. And she's got to be able to say, whether you like me or don't, I'm going to be able to do right by Massachusetts and bring jobs back.
The Springfield debate was organized by a consortium of media organizations, universities, and the Springfield Public Forum. Organizers say they've crafted questions that are designed to get Brown and Warren to explain their stands on key issues. Free tickets were distributed weeks ago for tonight's debate, and organizers expect the hall, which seats about 1,200, to be full. Following the first debate, the Brown campaign launched TV ads about Warren's undocumented claims to Native American heritage and whether she used it for affirmative action purposes in her career, something she's repeatedly denied. After the second debate last week, Brown's campaign targeted Warren's legal work for Travelers Insurance in a case involving compensation for asbestos workers.
The result was disastrous for victims. The insurance company saved millions. And Elizabeth Warren, she got paid 40 times what they paid victims. Elizabeth Warren says she stands up for the little guy, but she's just not who she says she is.
Warren's campaign responded this week with ads featuring the family members of people stricken by asbestos-related illness.
Scott Brown's not telling the truth.
Elizabeth did go to the Supreme Court, and she fought for us.
Scott Brown has never been there for us. He's trying to use our suffering to help himself. He ought to be ashamed.
Voters have picked up on the negative vibes in the Senate race, according to Tim Versalotti, director of the Polling Institute at Western New England University. In its most recent poll, released last weekend, 64% of likely voters described the race as somewhat or very negative.
And we are seeing some changes in perceptions of the candidates. Elizabeth Warren's unfavorability rating went up 8 points to 41% in our latest survey. Scott Brown's unfavorability and job disapproval went up among women in our latest survey. So these attacks, these negative ads, they do take their toll on the candidates for sure.
Polls show the race remains neck and neck. The Western New England University poll released Sunday had Warren ahead by 5 points. A Mass Inc. poll released yesterday had Brown up by 3 points. Tonight's debate in Springfield will bring Brown and Warren to the state's third-largest city for just the second time each since July 4th. A review of the candidates' public schedules by the Boston Globe finds both have made the vast majority of their campaign appearances the last 3 months in the greater Boston area. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.